Hey, God morning. Welcome to Real Life Spiritual Empowerment. Yes, sir. It's the voice you love to hear. It's Pop McCoy. And hey, thank you for your time, your energy, and of course, your listening ear. Today is Manic Monday, where we deal with our worries, our anxieties, and all of our fear. And how many of you know it is time for us to be spiritually empowered? Please remember to share this with your family, your friends, and your frenemies. Amen, somebody, because we all have real life issues. Today's text, spiritual empowerment text, is going to come from 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the 7th verse, and it reads thusly. It says, "And God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." And some Bible version says self-control. I want to talk to you this morning real shortly for a few minutes about what God did not give you. You know, when we think about all the good things that God has blessed us with the gifts that he has given us by grace and by mercies. I mean, amen, somebody. I mean, our mercies are new every morning. That's a gift. That's something that God gave. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm glad about the gift of grace, and I'm glad about the gift of mercy. I'm glad that he gave his son to die in my place as a gift to me. But you know something, there is one thing that I recognize that God did not give us. Out of all of the great things that God has done for us, there is an awesome thing that God did not do for us. Can I tell you what that is this morning? He did not give you a spirit of fear. Somebody ought to get happy about that. You ought to pull over right now in your car and begin to praise God. Because listen, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. You don't have a reason to have anxiety. You don't have a reason to worry. You don't have a reason to wonder about what lies ahead. Because God didn't build us that way. He didn't put that into our makeup. Do you realize that when a child is born, it knows no fears, but the fears that are taught them? Loud sounds and falling from height might be it. But all of these other fears that we have in life, especially not using our gifts, not going after the people who God called us to be, not doing the things that God has caused us to do, that has caused many of us to have worries and anxieties and fears, and which leads to doubts and disdainment in our lives, where we feel unfinished and unsatisfied in life. But you don't have to be that way. You don't have to feel that way at all. I want to encourage somebody. I want to empower somebody to let you know this morning that you are gifted, that you are talented, that you are purposed in life. And you need to know that God has put in you everything that needs to be in you to fulfill the purpose and the desire and the dreams that he has for your life. Yeah, I know that's powerful. And many of us are afraid. We walk in fear. We're getting full of anxiety when it's time for us to operate and walk in our gifts. Oh yeah. See when you know who you are, when you know who God has called you to be, see that you don't have any reason to fear. You don't have any reason to doubt. You don't have any reason to worry. There's no reason to look over your shoulder and begin to wonder, can I really do this? Paul says in Romans 8:15, he says, "For you did not receive the spirit to fall back into fear." He said, "But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons." So you got to realize that you are a son. And when you are a son and you've been adopted into God's family and you realize that you are a son, how many know God won't fail you? He says, "In whom we cry out, Abba, Father." That means that word Abba, Father means that he's our source, and not only our source, but our resource. So we can't fall back on fear. We can't return to fear. We have nothing to fear when we realize just who God is in our lives. Jesus said it this way. He says, "Peace I leave with you." He said, "My peace I give to you." Over in John 14:27, he says, "Not as the world gives, I give to you." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In other words, Jesus is saying, you don't have nothing to be afraid about. I'm going to give you all the peace that you need is found in me. That's good stuff right there, y'all. Yeah. See, whether you know it or not, listen, God didn't give you the spirit of fear. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, you don't have a reason to be timid. You don't have a reason to cower down. You don't have a reason to cringe in fear. You don't have a reason to be terrified about tomorrow. You don't have to worry about what people are saying or what's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. When you know who God is in your life and when you walk with the peace that Christ has already given us, then you can walk in boldness. You can walk in that confidence. You don't have to be timid about a thing. You can walk in the room and own the room and still be humble. I'm just trying to help somebody. But he did give us something. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. But he impacted us with something. He empowered us with something on the inside. See, Paul is writing to his son Timothy in the ministry. And he's trying to encourage Timothy, for Timothy to push forward as he becomes a pastor. And he told Timothy, he said, to stir up the gift within you. That, and see, that's what I'm trying to get some of y'all to do this morning. I want you to stir up the gift that's within you and understand that God is on your side, that God has called you to this, that God wants you to do this thing, that God has already made a way out of no way for you. You just have to walk into confidence and know that God is with you. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. That's what God didn't give you. That's powerful right there. Out of all the things that he's given us, great and mighty, he's given us something that's great and mighty on the other side of that coin that he didn't give us, and that's fear. So you don't have a right to fear, but he did give us something. He did impact us with something. He says, I have given you, watch this, the spirit of power. Huh? Yeah, he's talking about that Holy Ghost power. He's talking about that Holy Spirit power. That word power there is in the Greek word there. It means dunamis. Dunamis power. That means that's the word where we get our word dynamite from. So that word right there, power, means ability. It means might. And I want to encourage you this morning to understand that you have all the power, the ability that you need on the inside of you already to blow up any obstacles or any doubts or any fears that try to come up against you. I want somebody to know this morning that you are powerful and you have nothing to fear. The Holy Spirit, he that is in you is greater than he that is in this world, resides on the inside of you, and you walk with power. You ought to lift your head up and walk with boldness and confidence every day of your life, going after your purpose, your goals, and the plans that God has already set out before you. But why do you continue to live in fear? But watch what God also gives us. Not only power, dunamis power, dynamite power. You know, when you got that type of power, God is saying there's nothing that can stand in front of you. You have the ability to blow up everything that's in your way. But he also gave us love. That's that agapeo love right there. This is not that filial love, that brotherly love, because that love right there fades. You better get that now. When you begin to walk in your purpose, your dreams, your destiny, your goals, when you begin to go after you, when you leave fear behind and doubt behind and the naysayers behind, you got to have a strong love life. Yeah. Because there's some people that's going to surprise you. They're going to shock you. They're going to hurt your feelings in your family, outside your family. There's going to be some people that's going to say all manners of evil against you and going to tell you what you can't do and what you won't be able to accomplish. But that's when you got to have that agapeo love for them. That's long suffering love for them. They don't have to listen. You don't have to live with them. You don't have to rock with them. You don't have to go nowhere with them. They don't have to be nobody but you and those who support you. But you can love them jokers from a distance. And when you begin to walk in power and you begin to walk in love, I'm trying to tell you something. You become a formidable person. The enemy becomes afraid of you because now you're starting to learn something about yourself. But you're going to need that type of love. You're going to definitely need that type of love that's going to help to carry you through as you begin to live and do the things that God wants you to do in life. Because he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but he did give you a spirit of power. That's called the Holy Spirit. He did give us a spirit of love because of the Christ within, because of the Holy Spirit within. So in other words, what I'm trying to tell you, there's some enemies that you're going to have to love. There's some folk in your family who said that you can't and won't, that you're going to have to love, that's going to call you stupid for trying. How dare you take a dream like that? And how dare you take a chance like that? But you're going to have to love them through it anyway. You're going to have to shed many tears. There's going to be many lonely hours. People are going to leave you, but you got to love them anyway. I'm trying to help you this morning. Huh? But also watch this. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power. He gave us a spirit of love, that long-suffering love. But then he also gave us a spirit of a sound mind, of self-control. Control yourself. Control your thoughts. Control your emotions. Control how you feel about yourself. Control how you feel about the moment that you're in. Control all of your emotions to the point where you control them and they don't control you. Yeah. I could have got mad this morning, but I decided not to because, see, the enemy wanted me to fear this morning because nobody showed up on the live video. But that's okay. That's okay. It didn't stop me from still going to do my podcast. Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It didn't stop me from going to move forward in my podcast. Listen. I blew that thought up. I began to walk in power of the Holy Spirit, and he unctioned me to move forward. And I just began to love folk anyway. I said, you know what? It's okay. They'll just pick it up somewhere else. Huh? And then I put my emotions in check. I calmed down. I began to move in discipline and self-control. But let me help you. What exactly does a sound mind, talking about your mind, that's the term where we get our heart from. You know, all of the Bible tells us that all of our issues flow from our heart, flow from our mind. And if our minds are not sound, if fear and doubt and worry and anxiety controls our emotions, then we're going to live a life that's just all over the place. We'll be here one moment, we'll be there one moment. We'll be tied to this one moment. We'll be tied to that one. And won't anything in our lives become accomplished? I know what I'm talking about. But what does a sound mind look like? I'm glad that you want to know, and I'm almost done. A sound mind is one of gratitude. See, when you got a sound mind and you live a life of gratitude, that automatically it sets your aptitude, your altitude, and your altitude. So you can't rise no higher than your gratitude. Gratitude is the expression of your gratefulness, of your thanksgiving. And also, not only that, not is it a show of our gratitude, but it's when we surrender our emotions, our wills, our minds to God's perfect will in our lives. Listen. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind, there it goes, is stayed on him. In other words, what I'm trying to get you to say is, and understand is, I don't concern myself with what's going on in this earth. I can't pay attention to what's going on, everything around me and everything trying to come at me, every new ideal and every new lifestyle and all these different things and religion and all of these different things trying to tie me and hold me down and make me feel less than the person that I am in life. But what I'm telling you are that you have to stand and remain focused on what's important in life. God created you for a purpose and a plan and a design. And that's your purpose. You need to find that. You need to set fear to the side. You need to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to live in love. And you need to have a sound mind. You need to live in control of all of your emotions. And when I stay focused, then I begin to carry out God's perfect will for my life. I want to tell somebody today, listen, you have nothing to fear. There is something that God did not give us. And that was a spirit of fear. But Paul told Timothy, he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I admonish you today to operate in that power, to live in that love, to control your emotions, your state of being. And watch God work. He'll do great wonders for you. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Listen, this is your man, Real Life Spiritual and Power. Pop McCord, we love you. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your energy. And as always, we thank you for your listening ear. To God be the glory for all the great things that He is doing, has done, and will do in and through our lives. To Him be the glory and dominion now and forever. Hey, and as always, you know what it is. Guess what? Jesus is Lord. Peace out. We love you.
Oh, thank you.